Test 4. There are 4 parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. We will now stop for a moment. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now look at the instructions for part 1. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at question 1. 1. Which instrument is the girl going to learn to play?
Hi, Fran. Last time I saw you, you were thinking about taking up a musical instrument, but you weren't sure which one. Have you decided yet?
Well, my sister plays the piano. I'm not sure I'd really want to copy her, though. My cousin's just given me his old guitar, so I thought I'd try and teach myself that. I did wonder about the drums, but my mum says they'd be too loud and the neighbours would complain.
Sounds good. Let me know when your first concert is.
Now listen again.
Hi, Fran. Last time I saw you, you were thinking about taking up a musical instrument, but you weren't sure which one. Have you decided yet?
Well, my sister plays the piano. I'm not sure I'd really want to copy her, though. My cousin's just given me his old guitar, so I thought I'd try and teach myself that. I did wonder about the drums, but my mum says they'd be too loud and the neighbours would complain.
Sounds good. Let me know when your first concert is.
Two. Which program are they going to watch?
The soccer game starts soon, doesn't it?
You want to watch that?
Well, yeah, of course I do.
I was kind of hoping to watch that program on classical music. It'd be really useful for my project that's due next week, and Mum will get mad if you don't let me. And don't forget that last night I let you watch that stupid chat show you love.
Well, as it's for something important, go on then. And what do you mean you let me? You love it too. You know you do.
Now listen again.
The soccer game starts soon, doesn't it?
You want to watch that?
Well, yeah, of course I do.
I was kind of hoping to watch that program on classical music. It'd be really useful for my project that's due next week, and Mum will get mad if you don't let me. And don't forget that last night I let you watch that stupid chat show you love.
Well, as it's for something important, go on then. And what do you mean you let me? You love it too. You know you do.
Three. Which picture shows the girl's cousin?
Is that your cousin you're standing next to in this photo? The boy in the trainers?
Well, both boys are wearing trainers. Look. But yes, that's Jerry on the right.
Oh, right. Sorry. Wasn't he cold? I mean, you said you felt so cold you had no choice but to put on your warm sweatshirt and boots.
He never seems to feel the cold. He wore a t-shirt as usual, but he was the only one dressed like that. Nearly everyone else had a sweater at least.
Now listen again.
Is that your cousin you're standing next to in this photo? The boy in the trainers?
Well, both boys are wearing trainers. Look. But yes, that's Jerry on the right.
Oh, right. Sorry. Wasn't he cold? I mean, you said you felt so cold you had no choice but to put on your warm sweatshirt and boots.
He never seems to feel the cold. He wore a t-shirt as usual, but he was the only one dressed like that. Nearly everyone else had a sweater at least.
Four. Which part of the boy's leg is painful?
Hello, Edward. My name's Nurse Brown. I'm the school nurse. I believe you've hurt your leg. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Can I have a look? Ooh, I can see it's a bit red. What happened?
Well, I was playing football with the others and then I fell over.
But your knee's not hurting.
The pain's lower down than that.
Is it here?
It's more my ankle rather than my heel. It really hurts and it's hard to walk.
Yes, I can see why.
Now listen again.
Hello, Edward. My name's Nurse Brown. I'm the school nurse. I believe you've hurt your leg. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Can I have a look? Ooh, I can see it's a bit red. What happened?
Well, I was playing football with the others and then I fell over.
But your knee's not hurting.
The pain's lower down than that.
Is it here?
It's more my ankle rather than my heel. It really hurts and it's hard to walk.
Yes, I can see why.
Five. How much money should students take on the trip?
Okay, listen carefully to the information about Saturday's trip to the adventure park. Now, you've all paid your £24, which covers the bus fare, and your entrance ticket to the park itself. Once you're inside the park, all the rides are free. However, I do recommend you bring £12 in cash. If you eat in the cafe there, lunch is around £8, including drinks and an ice cream. So after that, you'll still have some money to spend in the shop before we leave.
Now listen again.
Okay, listen carefully to the information about Saturday's trip to the adventure park. Now, you've all paid your £24, which covers the bus fare and your entrance ticket to the park itself. Once you're inside the park, all the rides are free. However, I do recommend you bring £12 in cash. If you eat in the cafe there, lunch is around £8, including drinks and an ice cream. So after that, you'll still have some money to spend in the shop before we leave.
Six. Which picture is the teacher talking about?
Look at this photo. This species of wall butterfly is lovely, isn't it? There's another kind with just one spot at the top of each wing. The ones with two spots next to each other, like this one, are more common in warmer climates. This one's very rare in this country. I've only seen them once or twice myself. In our next lesson about South America, you'll see a similar type of butterfly, one with spots on the top and the bottom of its wings. It's also really beautiful.
Now listen again.
Look at this photo. This species of wall butterfly is lovely, isn't it? There's another kind with just one spot at the top of each wing. The ones with two spots next to each other, like this one, are more common in warmer climates. This one's very rare in this country. I've only seen them once or twice myself. In our next lesson about South America, you'll see a similar type of butterfly, one with spots on the top and the bottom of its wings. It's also really beautiful.
Seven. What has the girl learned how to make?
How are your cooking classes at school going?
Great, thanks. We've just moved on to making desserts, my favourite.
So, what are you making?
Well, chocolate cake's definitely one of the things on the list I'm most looking forward to, but that's not for a few lessons. The last thing we did was apple pie, which was harder than I thought it'd be, and we're learning to cook chocolate chip biscuits this week. I'll save one for you to try after the lesson.
That'd be great, thanks.
Now listen again.
How are your cooking classes at school going?
Great, thanks. We've just moved on to making desserts, my favourite.
So, what are you making?
Well, chocolate cake's definitely one of the things on the list I'm most looking forward to, but that's not for a few lessons. The last thing we did was apple pie, which was harder than I thought it'd be, And we're learning to cook chocolate chip biscuits this week. I'll save one for you to try after the lesson.
That'd be great. Thanks.
That is the end of part one.